want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we have made it to Friday. And so I just want to welcome you. You made it to the end of another busy work week. Like I said, this is a week filled with birthdays. We had a birthday yesterday. We got another birthday tomorrow. One of the people from our church, it's their birthday today. So happy birthday, one and all. And we love each and every one of you. I do want to start off today by saying you are listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. I come spend a half hour with you Monday through Friday at this time. If you happen to miss the 8:30 broadcast on WMIE FM 91.5, you can catch a rebroadcast, same frequency, at 5 o'clock of an evening. If you miss the 8:30, but you are available at 10:30, you can catch the rebroadcast at 15:10. a.m. 10:30 of a morning. And if you miss both of those, you don't fret, you can still catch it online. Go to wmiefm.com, go to the bottom of the page, find the listen on demand feature, type in the date, and you can listen to it there. Type in the date that you're of the program you're looking for, find Refresh with Bob Arthurs, and click on that, and you will be good to go. You can download it right to your computer or listen to it live, or listen to it off of the website itself, however you choose to do it. But we are thankful that you care enough about your spiritual life that you make time for God's word on a regular basis. One of the reasons that we can do this, because it is not free, it is not it's not even cheap, because of people who help us with the broadcast expenses. The church absorbs a lot of that. There are some businesses in the church that help us, and we've talked about them. Today, we'd like to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And if you are in Central Brevard County and can't get someone to come look at your air conditioning system that may not be working 100%, give them a call and Bill will come out, take a look at it, and he will get you up to speed and running as quickly, as efficiently, and as inexpensively as possible. We also have a concrete company. We got another air conditioning and heating and electrical company that we talk about. We generally mention each of those once a week. But we also have some listeners to the program. They make donations online. Sometimes people send in checks. Some of them, we know their names and we have mentioned them before. Others don't want their names mentioned at all, but we do want to say thank you to each and every one of you. See, the radio station has their expenses, and so there's a share-a-thon that comes with that twice a year. Ours is just it's a ministry of faith. And when we started it, the funds absolutely were not there, but we had some board members that said, you know what, we believe that this opportunity is of God. We took a step of faith as a church, and there's been a couple of times where the finances got to the point where it's like, whoo, this is getting very, very tight. And each and every time God has come through. I remember one time early on, and we were getting into that tight zone, and all of a sudden a person knocked on the door of the church office one day and presented us a check. He said, I've been listening to you. I meant to bring you by a donation, and I've never have done it, and God just spoke to me again, and he said, I'm going to do it right now. And he came, and he blessed us with a check for $1,000. I'll never forget it. And it was a very timely response, that God had done. So all of these things together between the church and the businesses that are represented in the church, as well as the personal donations that come in, all of those help us to bring this program to you 5 days a week. And so we want to say thank you. And if the Lord ever lays it upon your heart, I encourage you to step out in obedience. You will not regret obeying the Lord. You never regret obedience. I could ask for a show of hands. How many of you have ever done something you weren't supposed to, and then you regretted it? And all of us could raise our hand. But I will tell you, there has never been a time that I have stepped out in obedience to God, and after the process was over, I looked back and said, I wish I hadn't done that. Not one single time. Every time I step out in obedience, I say, you know what, God, I am so thankful that you allowed me to be a part of that. We are in Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading today in verse number 1. We're going to read a little further than we have in times past. But verse number 1 says this: therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We're going to stop reading there. I know that doesn't get us all the way down to verse number 21, but it gives us plenty to chew on here today. So yesterday we had talked about that some of the behaviors that are mentioned, that it was commonly known at that point in time that those habitual acts, those dominating, controlling snares of the enemy, that they were designed by Satan to steal your inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. And you and I, we don't want that to happen. I don't want to be controlled by anything. It talks about debt, where the borrower is servant to the lender. I don't want to be in that position any longer than I have to. I tell you, you will not need this radio program to hear me shout the day that I get set free from that sort of indebtedness in my life. I promise I will share that in every venue that I can. Okay? I don't want to have any king in my life. I don't want to have any ruler in my life except for King Jesus. And in verse number 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So whenever you and I see disobedience in our lives, you have to understand that what that does is positions us in a demeanor, or where the demeanor of God towards us is one where he is not happy with us. Listen, there is nothing that is ever going to change the fact that God loves you. But there is plenty that we can do that can alter the fact of how pleased God is with us. I don't want to ever find myself under the wrath of God. When I was growing up, we were disciplined, we were corrected. If our behavior was out of line, we suffered the consequences for it. And, you know, it just didn't take me long to come to the place where I said, you know, I don't want to experience those consequences any more than I have to. I remember there was a time when I was praying and God said, how many times do you want to go around this mountain? And it wasn't a pleasant mountain. I said, you know, God, I don't want to go through this mountain any more than once. I've been around it one time. I don't want to go around it again. And so all you've got to do is look at the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, Judah, the southern two tribes, Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and you can see when they were walking under the blessing and the favor of God, life was one quality, and whenever they were walking in disobedience and they began to experience the correction of God, the wrath of God, things got desperately ugly. You don't want that. You don't want them. And so verse number 7 says, therefore do not be partakers with them. What Paul is saying here is there's always going to be people who are walking in disobedience. Don't join in their disobedience. And so we were having a conversation recently with some people from our church. They've got some children. Their children are quite a bit younger than my kids, let's put it that way. And the parents had given the kids guidelines. Said, this point here is as far as you can go. It was a geographic location. It was okay. You can play with your friends, but this point here, this is your furthest point. You don't go any further. And so the kids were out playing, and some of their friends wandered beyond the boundary that the parents had set. And what the child did not know was that the parents were watching as the neighbor kids went beyond the boundary, but they were ecstatic when their child said, you know what, you all may have permission to go further, but I don't have permission, and I'm not going to experience the consequences of disobedience. And so the parents were bragging on their child, and rightly so, that they were responding to the boundaries that had been set for them. Now, I want to transition that to we as adults. How many of us know that boundaries didn't cease just the day that we turned 18? We still have boundaries. Boundaries that are there for our protection, not for our hindrance. Okay? I've always liked to preach the word of God that God has laid upon my heart. And there was a time where God gave me a teaching series or a preaching series, and I was preaching on spiritual boundaries. And the thing that caused me to scratch my head at that point in time was there were a lot of ministries that were teaching that there were no boundaries. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't see that in God's word. I see that God wants, you know, to enlarge our tent. I see that. I believe that that he assigns us our place and our time, and he's looking for us to increase. If we're faithful in little, he will make us faithful in more. But I can't find a place in there that that there's not going to be some boundaries that are set up there for us. And those boundaries are not meant to dilute our power. Those boundaries are meant to intensify our power. The same water that turns a piece of land into a swamp, that same amount of water, if you put it in a very confined space, can generate such a PSI level, if there is the proper boundary configuration, that it can pressure wash a sidewalk just under the weight of the water. And so I've always recognized that if God's established boundaries for me, that it is going to mean more spiritual power in my life and not less. And so that's always a good thing. So just because someone else is doing something doesn't mean that myself as a believer, I'm supposed to do the same thing. There were a lot of times when I was growing up as a kid that other kids in the neighborhood, they got to do stuff. My parents said no to us doing those things. And you know what? I would much rather have my situation than I would those others. So, verse number 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So walk in love, walk in light. We've already talked about that in one of the earlier broadcasts. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now those, in the New King James Version, that is a parenthetical statement. It is an interruption into the sentence structure itself. So it says, walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Here a few weeks ago, we had an interesting convergence at Merritt Assembly of God. Our youth Sunday school class that day was on the joy of the Lord. Our children's church, which is led by my youngest daughter, she was teaching on the joy of the Lord. And I preached a message on a revival of joy out of Psalm 85. And none of us had communicated with the other what we were ministering on. It was just a spiritual convergence. And I'm telling you, there was life in the house that day. It was a great and awesome day. And my youth Sunday school teacher, our teenager Sunday school class, he was talking about that we need to live our lives in such a way that people in our community should be able to come and experience the fruit of the Spirit that is being manifest in our life. And he said, what fruit is available to be released from your life into someone else's life? And so everything that we're talking about here now is talking about once we were in darkness, now we're in light, and people ought to be able to see the manifest fruit of the Spirit, and that is goodness, righteousness, and truth. People ought to know that you will speak the truth to them in love. Okay? Make sure that you get that qualification in there. It is not just speak to someone in love. It is not just speak to someone truth. You can speak truth in a very hostile manner. You can speak in love and not speak the truth to them. But when we speak the truth in love, that is a message that people are going to receive. Now, listen, let me go back to this. Walk as children of light. And so I'm going to take you back to English class. I'm going to take out the parenthetical statement there that qualifies that walk as children of the light. We didn't talk about verse number 10 before. So walk as children of light, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. What does walking as children of light, what does that look like? It looks like an adventure. It looks like a thrill ride. Because you are on this path of discovery, this journey of discovery, where your goal is to not find out what you can get by with, but instead, you are finding out what is pleasing and acceptable to the Lord. Cain offered an offering to God that was unacceptable. Abel offered up an acceptable offering to the Lord, and it caused two different reactions. Okay, Abel ended up dying because Cain killed him. Because I don't understand the mindset. Okay, so my offering was unacceptable. His offering was acceptable. If I kill him, that's not going to make my offering any more acceptable. You know, a lot of times people who sin, they do things and it makes perfect sense to them, but it is completely and totally illogical. Okay, I like to carry things to the conclusion of the matter and say, does this make sense? Is this really the end result that you are looking for? But when we find out what is pleasing and acceptable to God, I'm telling you, that's a journey, that's walking in light that you and I, no one should be having to compel us to do that. We ought to be running to that mission. What do you think the church would look like if everybody that came to church were saying, man, my primary objective today is to find out what is pleasing and acceptable to God and to do it? Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be amazing. I'm telling you, as a pastor, that would be amazing. We live in a fallen world. There are a lot of needy people in the world. I'm not saying that when we come together that there aren't needs going to be met, because I believe that healing is acceptable to God. I know that people getting saved is acceptable to God. I know that God being worshiped with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, I know that's pleasing and acceptable to God. But it is not just what takes place in the four walls of the church on Sunday morning. God isn't just pleased and says, you know what? Gathering together for an hour a week, that's what I'm really looking for out of you. No, he's looking for us to be on a daily walk where we walk in the revelation and the illumination that God has to offer for us. And we say, you know what? This week I want to discover something else that's pleasing and acceptable to God. I have a conversation with a person on a regular basis, and they're dealing with people who are in this place right now, where everything in their relationship with God is an adventure. It is a breakthrough. Week after week, it is a breakthrough, and so they come and they talk to this person, and they say, "Did you know this?" And it is so wonderful. There is so much joy in their life because every day they're discovering something else about God. Do you realize that God, for all of eternity, is going to be revealing himself from glory to glory in our life? It's going to take all of eternity. God is so immense. He is so awesome. He is so powerful, so holy, so compassionate, that he says, well, you've seen this, but have I shown you this aspect of my life? And that's another reason why coming together as believers is so wonderful, is because the grace that he manifests in my life might have a different appearance than the grace that he manifests in your life. The grace that he poured out in my circumstances may have been a different facet of the grace that he manifests in your circumstances. If you didn't come from my background, you may not know the challenges that I faced. But when I tell you the miracles God did, you're going to say praise God. And then when you tell me about the miracles that God's done in your life, I'm going to say praise God as well. Listen, here's a breaking news story from heaven right now. God is not trying to keep himself a secret. God is not looking to minimize the blessings that he pours out upon Brevard County. He has sent out an invitation to the saints in Brevard County and said, would you walk in the light that I have provided for you? Would you walk in revelation, and would you set out on a journey to discover me and find out what is pleasing and acceptable in my sight? You know, I still remember the very first meal that my mother-in-law cooked for me. I was a starving youth pastor, and that's not an exaggeration. You've heard of starving artists. I was a starving youth pastor. My bills were more than my income every month. And I didn't really have that many, but they were more than what I could afford, because I made less than $100 a week. So my mother-in-law found out what my favorite meal was. She found out what my favorite dessert was. This was before she was my mother-in-law. They invited me over to their house for dinner, and they cooked my favorite meal. And I cleaned my plate, and she said, was it good? I said, oh, it was delicious. And she said, good, because you can't just eat one plate. You've got to eat another. And I ate the second plate. And then I found out that she had fixed my favorite dessert. And at that point in time, I was already stuffed to the gills, and she said, here's dessert. And so I ate that as well. And I cleaned my plate, and she said, was it good? And I said, oh, it was delicious. And she said, you've got to have a second helping, because I know these are your favorite things, and I want you to go back, and I want you to be completely and totally satisfied with the things that are pleasing and acceptable to you. And church, I pray this weekend that we don't give God a portion where he says, please, can I have some more? Instead, we say, God, we know that this worship is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and we want you satisfied. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend right here on the Refresh radio program. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.